Wisconsin's higher education system is going through a quiet but major change. Beginning this school year, the state's 13 two-year colleges are now branch campuses of four-year universities. For example, Waukesha and Washington County colleges are now part of UW-Milwaukee. The restructure is an effort to keep the college's doors open despite declining enrollment and revenue. WUWM education reporter Emily Files visited one of the former colleges and brings us this report on the transition.
Don't call it UW-Waukesha. This school is now a branch campus of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
I think what I've noticed is a giant, like, rebrand. You know, everything's now UW-Milwaukee at Waukesha.
Dennis Smith is a freshman at the Waukesha campus.
And they're super, super, like, kind of, not strict, but they want to make sure you understand it's not UW-Waukesha anymore.
So have you been corrected?
I have. I just thought they were kind of the same thing.
And it makes sense that Smith would think that. For now, the changes Waukesha students will notice are superficial. The school colors will change from red and white to gold and black. The mascot will change from one big cat to another, cougars to panthers. Perhaps the biggest question on the minds of students here is how the UW merger will affect tuition. The UW colleges have a mission of accessibility for low-income and first-generation college students. Tuition at the colleges is about half of what you would pay at four-year universities like UWM. Waukesha campus student Caleb Ebbett says that was a deciding factor for him.
With how much tuition is and how harsh the penalties are for a lot of loans these days, there's no way I could put myself with that kind of debt, and there's nearly not a lot of feasible ways I could have done this other than a technical college. And I also partially care for my parents who are disabled, so it's good to have something very close by.
Stephen Schmidt is interim dean overseeing the Waukesha and Washington County schools. He says there are no plans to increase tuition.
Any tuition changes, of course, go through a very formal and lengthy process of submission to the UW System Board of Regents and approvals. So it's not like a switch that anybody can flip.
Schmid says this is a transition year for the branch campuses. They're essentially operating as they did last year while working to merge functions like IT and HR with UWM for next school year. They also have to reconcile differences in curriculum and faculty and staff structures. Schmid says the fact that all of this is supposed to happen in 2 years is challenging.
It was an aggressive timeline. I don't think there's anybody who would disagree with that.
UW System President Ray Cross pitched the college-university merger as a way to keep the two-year campuses open despite enrollment losses. Schools across the UW system are experiencing enrollment challenges, but the colleges have been hit especially hard. As a snapshot, enrollment at the Waukesha campus dropped 15% this year. Washington County saw a 13% drop. That's compared to a 2% decline at UWM. Here's Interim Dean Schmid.
State of Wisconsin is getting older. There are fewer high school students graduating from high schools and kind of entering into the pipeline of higher education. And so these are all real dynamics in the state of Wisconsin.
On top of shrinking enrollment, state funding for the UW system has declined, and a tuition freeze has restricted that important source of revenue. At a Regents meeting 2 months ago, UW President Cross said saving money isn't the first priority in this restructure.
Our purpose is to make sure we expand opportunity and preserve these campuses.
There are plans to bring more opportunities to campuses like Waukesha. One example, if state funding comes through, UWM will expand its Bachelor of Science in Nursing program to the Waukesha campus next fall, with room for about 30 students. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.